From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today, the 26th of May, 2009. KXCI is gathering donations for its annual rummage sale this Saturday. And if you hear some crashing noises behind me today, that's what that is. The sale will be held at St. Mark's Presbyterian Church, 3809 East 3rd Street in Tucson. More information to be gotten at kxci.org. Also taking place Saturday will be the Tucson Roller Derby Bout at Blade World, 1065 West Grant, between the Furious Truck Stop Waitresses and the Copper Queens. More information on that bout available at TucsonRollerDerby.com. This morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the California Supreme Court placed one foot in the 21st century and one in the 19th, essentially reviving the Kansas-Nebraska Act of 1854 that said states could decide to refuse people rights based upon what they were biologically. In the 19th century, the issue was skin color. Today, the issue is sexual orientation. The California Supreme Court has upheld Proposition 8, reinstating the ban on same-gender marriages, but those 18,000-plus same-gender marriages performed in California before the ban was reinstated continue to be valid. A 6-1 decision, only Associate Justice Carlos Moreno saw Prop 8 for the unconstitutional revision that it is. Robin Tyler, the Los Angeles comedian whose lawsuit brought the initial decision overturning the ban in the first place, pointed out that you are now capable of being removed from the Constitution if 50% of the electorate doesn't like you, and the days of saying please for constitutional rights are over. Already protests in Los Angeles and San Francisco, where arrests are being made. One Twitterer says the arresting LA cops are all gay, according to their detail commander. Expect a lot of civil unrest in the days ahead, perhaps not like what arose after the Dan White Twinkie defense verdict, but the feathers have been ruffled and it'll take a lot of work to smooth them back over. There are no liberal justices on the U.S. Supreme Court. There really haven't been since William Brennan quit in 1990, and there won't be for the foreseeable future. This morning, President Obama announced that he's nominating Sonia Sotomayor of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals to replace the resigning David Souter. Sotomayor is a moderate, perhaps best known for ending the 1994-95 Major League Baseball strike in the players' favor. She would be the first Latino on the U.S. Supreme Court. Yesterday, I mentioned that several countries have banned the so-called energy drink Red Bull. The ones I cited were Denmark, Norway, and Uruguay. It turns out it's also banned in France, and yesterday it was banned in parts of Germany. The German ban coming as a result of a batch of Red Bull testing positive for trace levels of cocaine. Back on New Year's Eve, the French-language television network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation carried an allegedly satirical program which contained its host saying, "It will be good to have a Negro in the White House. Black on white, it will be easier to shoot him. The blacks, you all look alike. Viewers, hide your purses." That program generated 210 complaints to the Canadian Broadcasting Standards Council, who decided yesterday that the broadcast violated Canadian broadcast standards. It might cause problems for the CBC when it tries to renew its licenses in a couple of years. The infamous Cameron Frye house in Ferris Bueller's Day Off is now being unloaded to the highest bidder. The Highland Park, Illinois house has 4 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, 5,300 square feet, and is up for grabs for $2,300,000. Smashed up Ferrari in the woods, not included. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. enterprising freelance software developer Dan Florio, also known as PolyGeek, has come up with an ingenious solution to that wee problem of when to dash to the can when you're at the movies. RunP, that's RUNPEE.com, tells you the best time to go. Every movie has a few minutes you can miss and not be lost when you sit back down. No more guessing when to run and pee, the site says. RunP.com reviews are posted by users. A recent example, the new Star Trek picture. RunP, approximately 50 minutes into the movie when Captain Pike leaves the bridge on his way to Nero's ship and says, "Chekhov, you have the con." The site also tells you how long you have before you need to be back in your seat. When you get home, you can click on a link on the site to tell you what you missed while you were attending to your biological concerns. Of course, if you don't dig this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow, have yourselves some peace and oranges.